You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. We open the musical part of our broadcast service with the choir singing for us, Peace Like a River. No one can give the peace that the Lord Jesus Christ can give. I leave my peace with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and he stands ready to give you peace in your soul if you are not a child of God today. And if you are a child of God, then you know the peace that Christ alone can give. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gospel. We thank you for the reality of the gospel, the power of the gospel. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing it with this precious people today. We realize that we of ourselves can do nothing. Therefore, we ask for your help. We pray the Holy Spirit will anoint this broadcast and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation today. We pray that you'll remember them in their particular needs, for we know that you love every one of them, and we're asking you to minister to our congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, the effect of home life on spiritual life. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation or the manner of living of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation or manner of living, coupled with fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Home life influences all aspects of life, nation, community, school, church, as well as home. Home life has tremendous impact in three areas of our spiritual life. Our home life affects our personal relationship with God. Husband and wife relationship is to be pleasing to God, according to the scripture that I have just read, 1 Peter 3:7, that your prayers be not hindered. So husband and wife relationship is to be pleasing unto God, and our home life affects our personal relationship with God. It can affect our loyalty to God. In the book of Nehemiah, we read of where Nehemiah found that men had disobeyed God and had married women that God had forbidden. And we read in the 25th and 26th verses of Nehemiah 13, I contended with them and cursed them and smote certain of them and plucked off their hair, saying, Ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin because of these things? In the Old Testament earlier, we find that God had told Israel that they were not to give their sons to be husbands to the heathen women, and they were not to take those heathen women to be wives for their sons. And God told them why. He said, if you do, they will lead you away from God. But Israel, in many instances, disobeyed, and they did the very thing that God said they would do. And Nehemiah, when he came back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls, he found that condition existing there at that time. And he caused them to put away those heathen wives. Now, that might seem rather hard, but nevertheless, that is what Nehemiah did. And he did it that he might please Almighty God and have the children of Israel to please God. So our home life is to be what God would have it to be, and our marriage should be what God would have it to be as well. It involves obedience to God. God commands love in the home. In Ephesians 5:25, we're told, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might purify it with his own blood. And we are told by Paul in Titus 2 and 4 that wives are to love their husbands. So husbands are to love their wives, even as Christ loved the church, and the wives are to love their husbands and to respect their husbands. Now God commands obedience in the home. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 22, it tells us there that wives are to obey their husband in all things. And we're told again in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4 that children are to obey their parents. So God commands obedience in the home. The husband is to love the wife. The wife is to love the husband. The wife is to obey her husband. The children are to obey their parents. Now, whenever God's will is carried out, you're going to have a beautiful home, a happy home. There's nothing hard about what I am presenting today. There's nothing hard about these scriptures that I am quoting today. They are God's plan. They are God's way. They are God's will. And God is always right. God forbids overbearing authority in the home. Yes, God forbids overbearing authority in the home. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. And if we love our wife as Christ loved the church, They're not going to have this overbearing authority. We're not going to have harshness and evil, or wife abused, or abused wives. No, we're not going to have that if God's word and will is carried out. So God forbids overbearing authority in the home. 1 Peter 1 or 3 and 7 again, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Oh, today, wouldn't a lot of wives be happy if they had a husband that loved them like Christ loved the church? I'm sure there were many are like that. Our home life affects the effectiveness of the church. Our home life is not limited just to the home. Our home life affects the effectiveness of the church. How many times have you heard it said that no nation is stronger than its homes? And I like to add to that, that no church is stronger than the home that makes it up. And when I use the word church, I'm talking about a congregation of God's people. So no congregation of God's people are any stronger than the homes that make up that congregation. So our home life affects the effectiveness of the congregation. Home life is an effective place for spiritual training and leadership. Yes, home life should be just a little congregation of God's people, a little Church of God home. And we know that this is a good place and a place God has ordained for spiritual training as well as other types of training. Home life is something that is of the utmost importance. We think about the family that Moses and Miriam came from. Remember the story how that her parents gave her the instructions to watch when they put their little one in the little basket and put him in the bulrush there along the Nile? How that they told Miriam to stand and to watch? What if she would have gone off somewhere to play? No, she was taught to obey, and she obeyed, and she was taught that in the home. We also see in the life of Moses, he was with his mother until he was weaned, and the things, well, mother and father, and the things that he was taught there stuck with him all the rest of his life. Even though he spent years in Pharaoh's court, in the teachings and learnings of the Egyptians, yet that which was he was taught as a child in the home stuck with him. And when he came of years, he refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We also refer to the man Samuel. He was kept at home until he was weaned, and then he was taken to the high priest Eli and left there to live with him. But Samuel lived a righteous and a godly life all the days of his life, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. So we read in 1 Samuel 2 and 26. And we also read, and all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 20. And this goes back to the training of Samuel as a child in his parents' home. So home life is a wonderful place for the training of children in the things of God. Home life of Jesus. We read in Luke chapter 2, verses 51 and 52, that after the parents came back to Jerusalem and found Jesus, and he went down with them, Joseph and Mary, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. We are talking about the incarnate Son of God, the eternal locust who came and dwelt in flesh, God manifest in the flesh. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. We also think of the man Timothy, who was such a wonderful helper in the ministry of Paul, traveled with Paul, was a faithful and a loyal, devoted servant of God, and a friend that stuck with Paul through thick and thin. From a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And Paul wrote to Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word, in deed, in thought, and in conversation. So home life is a wonderful place for the spiritual training. And we parents can also learn things by teaching and training our children. We can also learn things. Home life and effective church worship and work, according to Paul in his writings to the congregation at Corinth, 14 and 40, let all things be done decently and in order. And we are to teach these things at home. And whenever children come to the house of worship, they need to have been taught to behave themselves and conduct themselves in a worship service that the Lord can be pleased with. A lot of disorderly children can disrupt and hinder a worship service. And I do not say that to offend anyone, but nevertheless, it is true. Children need to be taught at home to sit and to listen. Yes, they need to be taught that at home. Our home life affects the spread of the gospel also. A faithful family member's good influence on non-Christians, unsaved husband and wife and so forth. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste or your manner of living with fear. A stable family observed by the community could well be a greater influence than some sermon that they might hear preached. So the home life affects the spread of the gospel. It affects the home, it affects the congregation, and it affects the congregation's ability to spread the gospel and to win souls to Christ. Living a spiritual life will also have a great effect on the home life. I say living a spiritual life will also have a great effect on the home life. Let each member of the family obey the gospel, and it will help the home life, the church, and the community, and the nation. I'd like to read a poem by Audrey Jean Roberts. Lord, help me to build a healthy child. For it is easier to build a child than to repair an adult. Help me praise more than criticize, encourage more than nag, discipline, not punish, and model good behavior rather than simply demand it. Help me break the habit of automatically saying no when I could just as easily say yes, and to remember a hug given before it's asked for is 10 times more valuable. Help me ask myself, will this matter in 20 years? Then enable me to let go of those things that won't, so I can have the energy for those things that will. Help me earn their respect as I lead a life consistent with the principles I value. Lord, give me the courage to teach them right from wrong and help them discover their own special destinies. Help me to freely join in their silliness, share in their laughter, delight in their joys, and keep their confidence. Remind me daily to draw upon your strength to heal their wounds and comfort their sorrows. Most of all, Lord, help me really listen for the hidden thoughts and needs that are often lie behind their requests, and give me the key to their hearts that it may be opened wide to all life's wonders and possibilities. Appoint, Lord, help me to build a healthy child by Auditory Jean Roberts. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with this precious people today. We trust that the Holy Spirit will accompany what has been said and make them a blessing to our precious congregation. We do thank you for your beautiful plan of family, of home, and also church. And we pray that we might be able to have godly families. For you said, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Bless our congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, if you go to our webpage, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts anytime, day or night. You can also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can join us in our Sunday services. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6, and of course that's Eastern Time, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin and Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We invite you to tune in this station next week, when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
My step beside. Christ.